Psychologist George Bonanno is a pioneer in new research on how we deal with grief and trauma, and the thinking in those areas has changed pretty dramatically in recent years.
I think what we knew about these reactions for a long time came from the clinical world, came from only seeing patients. And my work and the work of a number of other people has focused on the broader population. And what we find is that most human beings are resilient.
How does grief express itself in most people?
Well, most people feel profound sadness. And sadness, it turns out, is very functional. It's very useful. Sadness enables us to kind of process what's happened. We turn our attention inward. We leave the world outside of us behind a little bit. And we really focus on the fact that the person is gone, and we have to reorganize our sense of the world as a world without that person.
And then what happens?
Then this response is kind of cyclical. It's oscillatory. So we go in and out of that state of sadness. So if somebody's sad for 2 months during a loss, it feels like they're sad day and night for 2 months. In reality, they're not. Sadness comes and goes because it's an emotional reaction. We don't notice that because we're not paying attention always to these things. And over time, over weeks, that will gradually lessen. We still may feel sadness 5 years later, and some people often do, but it's a periodic, an occasional feeling.
You make a big distinction in your writings on trauma about what we commonly refer to as traumatic events. And usually what we mean when we say that is a tragedy like a terror attack. And you make it clear that this is a potentially traumatic event. Explain that.
One of the reasons I'm very emphatic about that word is because surprisingly, a surprising number of potentially traumatic things happen to us on a regular basis. And we often forget these events. Human beings actually forget these things that happened. In our interviews, if you ask somebody, have you ever been held up at gunpoint? Have you ever seen another person die? And people will actually say no. And then 10 minutes later, they'll say, I remember now. I was held up at gunpoint, or I did see somebody die. And when we first began to do this research, I thought this is kind of remarkable that human beings can forget these things. But in fact, it's because often we move on from these events. We're okay despite the distress of those events, and they recede into the background. So for any given event, it depends on many different things, not just who we are, but the many other factors in our lives, the level of stress, our genetic makeup, the context in when an event happens. And one event may be enormously traumatic for one person and not so traumatic for another person who experienced almost the same thing.
But in general, your research, even though it's on sad topics, so to speak, is hopeful in what it says about the human spirit.
I would say that's true, yes. In fact, when we began to do this research initially, I began this research about 25 years ago. I have to admit I wasn't keen on it because I thought, well, this is kind of depressing stuff. And as we did the research, right away we saw lots of resilience. We saw laughter. At the time in those early studies, we saw people laughing in between crying. And we thought, wow, that's kind of interesting. We developed ways to code that. We found it was nowhere in the literature, no real discussion of this. It was only seen as denial. But it turns out that most people are capable of moments of joy even when they're suffering greatly. And I think it really is a tremendous sign of how resilient we are.
Psychologist George Bonanno has written The Other Side of Sadness, What the New Science of Bereavement Tells Us About Life After Loss.